In today's gospel, Christ has mercy on and heals the blind man, Bartimaeus. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was born over in Jaffrey in 1942, it hurts just to say that date, by the way. My parents gave me the name Francis. Growing up, I hated that name. You might say, why? You know, a lot of wonderful people have had the name Francis, St. Francis of Assisi, so forth. But I disliked that name very much. Basically, for two reasons. Remember now, I'm a kid 10 years old. The first reason was this. Francis was also a girl's name, right? F-R-A-N-C-E-S, girl, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, a boy. So the very fact that girls would have the same name as I did, that made me, you know, that made me sad, angry. I wondered, why didn't my parents give me a good masculine name like Brock, you know? I have a Brock, I could feel good about myself, you know? Second reason I didn't like the name was that back in the 1950s, which is long before most of you can remember, I know, there were a series of very popular movies about a talking mule named Francis. Francis the Talking Mule. So to share the name of a talking mule was something I didn't like very much either. So I disliked the name Francis. But it was my name. It distinguished me from all the other Christians over in Jaffrey. There were quite a few of them. When somebody heard the name Francis Christian, they knew it was me. So it was my name, it was my identity, as much as I might have disliked it. You know, we sometimes use the phrase that we're on a first-name basis with somebody. That means we have intimacy, shared, something in common. We know each other well. First name is important, even if we don't like the name. Now, I share that with you this morning because the blind man that Jesus heals in today's gospel, nobody knows his first name. Bartimaeus is not a first name. It means the son of Timaeus. Bar, the Aramaic word, means son of. So even when this particular incident in the life of Jesus was written down 30 or 40 years later after it happened, in spite of all that happened to this man, nobody knows his first name. Nobody could call him by a first name. He was so marginalized, so on the fringes of society, so much a nobody, that nobody knew his first name. Imagine what that would be like for you or for me. Nobody could call us by our first name. How awful that would be. That's why the incident today in the gospel is so moving, so powerful. When this Mr. Nobody, Mr. No Name, hears that Jesus is passing by, he calls out. And notice how the crowd cries to quiet him down, shut him up, because who is he after all? He's nobody. Then there are three words in the scripture that some people say are the most beautiful words in the whole of the gospel. Those three words are these: and Jesus stopped. And Jesus stopped. For who? Mr. No Name, Mr. Nobody. Stopped for him. Because you see, for God and for Jesus, he was somebody. God knew his name even if nobody else did. He stopped for him. You see the power of that. If Jesus stops for him, about whom nobody knows his name, isn't that a reminder to you and me that he stops for you and me as well? He stops for you. He stops for me. He knows our name. He knows your name. He knows my name. He stops for us. If he stops for him, he stops for you. When we call out to him, he will stop for us. He stops for us in lots of different ways. Sometimes it's just by receiving inner strength or inner assurance, inner courage. Sometimes he may stop for us through another person, a family member, a friend, maybe even a stranger who's got the right word that we need to hear. Maybe he stops for us. We've been praying about something for a while and we're confused or upset. One night we're watching some program on television and all of a sudden something hits us. It's what we're looking for, what we're waiting for. He stops for us when we call out for him. Let me give you an example of that from my own life. When I was studying to be a priest, when I was in second theology, now that what that means is I'd been in the seminary for 4 years. I had 2 more years before I was going to be ordained. When I was in second theology, I began to have a real crisis about whether I should continue on, crisis of vocation. Now you might think it was have something to do about, you know, wondering if I should give up a family and wife, and I had already come to grips with that. This was something else. I began to have significant reservations about whether I would be able to teach the gospel well. Would I be able to preach the gospel, to respond to people's needs, to answer their questions? Would I be able to do that well? I had a real stumbling block with that. Talked about it with my spiritual director, prayed about it. It was just getting worse and worse. One night, sitting in my room, a knock comes on the door. It's another seminarian. And he says to me, Frank, he says, by the way, one thing that made the name Francis tolerable growing up, everybody called me Frankie, right? So that was, you know, at least it wasn't Francis. But anyway, the doc comes on the door. So the seminarian says, Frank, he says, would you be willing to go into the parish in Brussels? Remember, I was studying at Louvain in Belgium. There was an English-speaking parish in Brussels. He said, would you be willing to go into the parish in Brussels and teach catechism to the second graders? My first reaction was, I can't do that. No, then I thought to myself, wait a minute. This is the opportunity to discover whether I can do it or not. This is the opportunity to discover whether this is what God wants me to do. So with great fear and trembling, I said yes. And I went into the parish in Brussels once a week, teach these little kids. And I loved it. It was wonderful. Loved the kids, got to know their parents, went to the homes of some of the parents, found out I could do it. I would be fine. And I continued on. I've always believed, in the midst of where I was at that moment, that that knock on the door was Jesus stopping for me. Jesus stopping for me, helping me to see what he wanted me to do. And in a similar way, he stops for every one of you, if you let him, if you listen, if you're attentive. Because remember, God knows your name. You're important to him. And he stops for you and for me, just like he did for Bartimaeus, Mr. No Name. He stops for you, and he stops for me. May God bless you.